The American art form known as jazz was embraced around the world right after its birth almost a century ago. In China, specifically Shanghai, jazz musicians began writing their own music in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. It was suppressed later under communism. But many of those early jazz standards were reborn decades later in Chinese pop arrangements. Now they're back again in this country, in yet a new form, as NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
You may not hear it when you're listening to Shanghai jazz standards from the 1930s and 40s, but producer Dave Liang says dig deeper into their history, and you'll find a generational skip in the record.
In the U.S., usually when you hear a jazz song, you say, well, there's probably an original version back then. But in China, it's interesting with these pieces because some folks will say, that's an old 30s classic or 40s classic. And other folks will be like, no, that's a pop song from the 80s.
Liang, a Chinese-American who started the electronic music group, the Shanghai Restoration Project, says it depends on when and where you first heard a song.
My high school education was in Malaysia.
So you're in Malaysia when you heard the song?
Very popular there. Very popular.
James Teo, who is Chinese and now lives in Edmonton, Canada, grew up listening to the original Ye Lai Xiang, sometimes translated as The Evening Primrose, on vinyl in the 1950s. We met recently at a Shanghainese restaurant in New York City, where Teo may have forgotten the exact lyrics, but could still remember the tune with a little help. In 1950s mainland China, many of James Teo's contemporaries would not have heard this song in their youth. They probably first encountered it nearly three decades later with this 1978 cover version by pop singer Deng Lijun or Teresa Deng.
That's the way how we heard these songs at the beginning. Later, we heard the first version. So for me, like, Deng Lijun always seems to be the original singer for this tune.
Zhang Le, a jazz singer from Shanghai, grew up with Ye Lai Xiang as a poppy love serenade in the 1980s. The original that once filled the dance halls of Shanghai's jazz age had virtually disappeared from mainland China's music scene during the early decades of communist rule. At that time, these songs were considered...
yellow music.
Yellow music, yeah. It's sort of a term for pornographic music.
Yeah.
Music that's part of an often forgotten history that Dave Liang and Zhang Le hope to revive in their new cover album of Shanghai Jazz Standards. It features yet another take on that serenade to an evening primrose, with lyrics that may be not just about a flower, but about the people and the places where this music once blossomed.
There's a lyric, 我为你思量. And it's sort of about, I'm concerned for your future, I guess. Which is weird if you're talking about a flower. But if you're talking about a singer in a nightclub, especially at that time when a lot of people likened nightclubs almost like two steps away from brothels, you can understand where that sentiment comes in.
Jazz was an American import that once thrived in Shanghai beginning in the 1920s, a legacy of the international city's colonial history.
I think there's this somewhat dark side to it, but there was a beautiful fusion that came about as the result of combining Chinese lyricism and Chinese singers with this American jazz.
There was one thing the music lacked.
In the old versions, I always felt the singers didn't swing as much, and I grew up listening to Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. So I think we wanted to really feature some scatting because it was just sort of unheard of, scatting in a Chinese song.
One of the album's last tracks harkens back to the song's history in 1940s Shanghai dance halls. before a heavy beat transports the dancehall sound into a modern-day club. It may sound like a party, but Zhang Le says listen closely to the lyrics, and you'll hear a singer warning that flowers don't blossom forever.
You analyze the lyrics, and then you realize, oh, a tune like telling, just don't think about the future. Just don't talk about that. Let's just enjoy now.
Signs of unstable times that Zhang says still resonate in today's China.
There's nothing guaranteed. You know, mentally, you're very pressured in a way.
And that feeling is bound across cultures, says Dave Liang of the Shanghai Restoration Project.
Somebody doesn't need to be able to understand Chinese to be able to understand what the singer is conveying in these tunes. That, to me, is why I believe these songs ultimately are for everyone.
And perhaps why these songs, generations later, are still played again and again. Han Zila Wang, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.